The Fishies played their first getaway day late Wednesday afternoon. Jose Fernandez took the mound for the first time. Here to walk you through Game 2 of 162, Mr. Glenn Geffner.
Now, a couple of former Marlins, Aníbal Sanchez and Jared Saltalamacchia, steal the show tonight as the Tigers beat Miami 7-3 to sweep this season-opening two-game series. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Switch to Metro PCS now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones. Plus, get the second line 40% off, all with Metro PCS. Aníbal Sanchez and Jose Fernandez, the starters here in this ball game, and Jose got his season off to a great start, striking out the side in the first inning. He got Kinsler, Upton, and Cabrera in a dominant first, and this game was scoreless into the second. He walked the leadoff man, J.D. Martinez, and with one out, he got ahead of Jared Saltalamacchia with a couple of strikes. He had blown him away with a couple of fastballs, but after he got the two strikes, he went with the breaking ball, and Salty made him pay.
And he struck out Dustin Pedroia. There's a ball driven high and deep to right field. This is headed toward the home run porch, and it is gone. A two-run home run for the local guy, Jared Saltalamacchia. Comes back to burn the Marlins, and Jose Fernandez with a long ball. It's 2-0 Tigers here in the second.
Well, Jose would get a ground ball and his fourth strikeout to get out of that second inning. Then he struck out the side in the third. He got Aníbal Sanchez, Kinsler again, and Upton again. And he really got on a roll. He struck out Cabrera leading off the fourth inning, his eighth K in the game. After J.D. Martinez lined out, ending a run of five straight strikeouts, he picked up another. He K'd Nick Castellanos to end the fourth. Then he got Jared Saltalamacchia leading off the fifth inning. And he had 10 strikeouts for the 10th time in his career. He ended that fifth inning striking at Aníbal Sanchez, his 11th K of the night, but he was still down 2-0 in the ball game. In the sixth, the top of the Tigers' order got something going. Ian Kinsler singled. Justin Upton struck out, and at that moment, he was 0-for-13 with 10 Ks in his career against Jose Fernandez, 10 Ks in his last 10 at-bats against him. Miguel Cabrera, who had struck out his first two times, then singled, putting men at first and second. J.D. Martinez became the 13th Fernandez strikeout victim of the night. Jose pulling within one strikeout of matching his career high, but the pitch count was mounting. Two Tigers on, two outs in the sixth. They had a 2-0 lead when Nick Castellanos came up.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a ball fisted in the air out into left center. Here comes Ozuna hard. He can't get it. It's in the gap. Home to score is Kinsler. Cabrera will be held at third base. It's 3-0 Detroit. On a double by Castellanos out into left center.
That was it. Jose's 106th pitch of the night. He was done, and it appeared as though his perfect record here at Marlins Park might be done as well. 26 previous starts here. He was 17-0, but he left trailing 3-0 with two men on. Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen looking to strand those runners as he faced Saltalamacchia again.
And the pitch is cracked in the air down the right field line. This is going to be trouble, and it's off the wall near the corner. Home to score is Cabrera, and behind him is Castellanos. It is a two-run double to the right field corner for Jared Saltalamacchia, and that gives the Detroit Tigers a 5-0 lead.
Salty finishes 2-for-5 today. Double, homer, four runs batted in. And at that point, Detroit was up 5-0, just like last night, to the bottom of the sixth, leading 5-0. But just like last night, the Marlins chased the starter and staged a rally in the sixth inning. Marcell Ozuna walked. Yelich doubled him to third. That was it for Aníbal Sanchez after five innings plus. Drew Verhagen came out of the bullpen, and with runners at second and third, went after Giancarlo.
From the set, he deals. Stanton swings on the first pitch. High fly ball, playable in right center. Coming in to get under it is Martinez. Tagging at third is the lead runner, Ozuna. He'll score. The Marlins are on the board. A sack fly by Giancarlo makes it a 5-1 game.
Then after a Prado fly ball to right, got Yelich to third, an RBI shot for Justin Bour.
Here's the 1-1, and here's a ball chopped over third down the left field line. Extra bases for Bour, I think. He makes the turn. He's going to try for two. The run has scored. The throw is off the glove of the second baseman, Kinsler, and Bour is safe at second only because the throw was off the glove. Bour will get a double and an RBI, and the Marlins score their second run of the inning. It's a 5-2 Tiger lead.
JT Realmuto grounded out, ending that threat in the sixth inning. Marlins down by three. Neither team scored in the seventh. Edwin Jackson, a scoreless inning out of the Miami bullpen, and Justin Wilson hung a zero out of the Tigers' pen. In the eighth, Chris Narvison, lefty, came on. He struck out, saw LaMacchia to begin the inning, but then Jose Iglesias singled after Anthony Gose flew out to center. Pinch hitter Victor Martinez made his way to the plate. 1-0 pitch from Narvison is hit high and deep to left. Back goes Yelich at the wall. He has done it twice in as many games. Off the bench, a pinch hit home run again for Victor Martinez. This one a two-run shot. And the Tigers, now with some breathing room, they lead 7-2. Martinez, regularly the Tigers' DH. No DH in the National League Park for these two games, so he came off the bench and hit a pair of pinch-hit home runs, the second and third of his Major League career. One last night, one here today. Marlins couldn't score against Mark Lowe in the bottom of the eighth, so they went to the ninth inning, trailing in this game 7-2. Logan Kensing, the former Marlin, made his Tigers' debut, struck out JT Realmuto, but then he allowed a double to Danny Echevarria. Marlins weren't done. Pinch hitter Derek Dietrich coming up next.
The pitch from Kensing and a ground ball base hit through the left side. And Lenny Harris has waved Echevarria. The throw will come to the infield.
An RBI single for Dietrich. He had a run scoring double off the bench last night. So two pinch hit at bats, two hits, two RBIs for Dietrich to begin the season. D. Gordon singled, keeping things alive, putting men at first and second. Marcelo Ozuna bounced into a fielder's choice. And with two outs, there were runners at the corners. Yelich coming up, Stanton on deck. So at that point, Brad Ausmus brought on his closer, Francisco Rodriguez. K-Rod walked Yelich. That loaded the bases. That gave the Marlins a shot. Tying man to the plate. Two outs in the ninth, trailing 7-3. And guess who? Giancarlo Stanton. A chance to maybe knot things up.
K-Rod sets. Deals to Stanton. Struck him out, down and away. A pitch a foot off the outside. Game is over, and the Tigers have swept the two-game season-opening series at Marlins Park tonight, 7-3.
The big bending curveball from Francisco Rodriguez put an end to this one. That strikeout with the bases loaded, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Detroit wins at 7-3 for the Tigers. Seven runs, 13 hits, one error, nine men left on base. For Miami, three runs, 10 hits, one error, 10 stranded. Aníbal Sánchez, the winner, 1-0. Five innings plus, four hits, two runs. He walked three, struck out three, hit a man. 89 pitches, 50 strikes. Jose Fernandez, the loser, 0-1. Jose, first ever loss here at Marlins Park, went 5 2/3. Five hits, five runs, all earned. He walked one, struck out 13, most by any big league pitcher in the early going here in 2016. Allowed the Salt LaMacchia home run. He threw 106 pitches, 72 strikes. K-Rod, a walk and a strikeout to end the ball game. Picks up his first save of the year. First save as a Tiger, number 387 in his career. Time of the game, 3 hours, 22 minutes, and a crowd of 17,883 here to see it as the Tigers improve to 2-0. Marlins fall to 0-2.
The Marlins next play at home next Friday, April 15th. They begin a week-long homestand then. In the meantime, the Fish hit the road to start a six-game NL East road trip. Left-hander Adam Conley makes his first start of the season against the Nationals today. Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO, starts at 3:35. Listen to all 162 Marlins games on the Marlins Radio Network and subscribe to the daily podcast as Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner recap the previous day's game. It's always there by the time you wake up the next morning. Go to iTunes or marlins.com/podcasts to subscribe.